And now to present our second honorary doctoral degree of the afternoon, Dr. John Hagelin, one of the world's preeminent physicists, director of our Institute of Science, Technology, and Public Policy, member of our Board of Trustees, president of the Global Union of Scientists for Peace, and administrative leader of the Transcendental Meditation Teaching Organization in the United States. Dr. Hagelin.
Thank you very much. For many reasons, these commencement ceremonies of 2013 are historic for us. We have, as you have certainly noticed, our largest graduating class in the history of this university. We are graced with the presence of one of the most visionary and respected long-serving United States senators who's been serving the Congress for about four decades, Senator Tom Harkin. Spectacular. And today we have the unique pleasure of honoring someone of great historic importance to the very existence of this institution and to our graduating here today, and of bestowing upon that exceptional individual the highest honor any university can bestow, the honorary doctoral degree. Nat Goldhaber, renowned Silicon Valley entrepreneur, venture capitalist, former politician and public servant, was the initial spark, had the initial idea, and became the driving force, along with Dr. Keith Wallace and, of course, Maharshi himself, behind the founding of this university. He was not only the driving force, and the executive vice president, he was among its very first students. Nat Goldhaber received his BA in interdisciplinary studies from Maharshi International University before earning his master's in education from the University of California at Berkeley, and eventually becoming an emeritus member of the executive board of the College of Letters and Science at UC Berkeley. Nat comes from a distinguished family heritage of renowned scientists. His father, Berkeley professor Gerson Goldhaber, was a top particle physicist and astrophysicist who co-discovered the J Psi meson, which you all know and love, and the charm quark, and who made what would become the Nobel Prize-winning discovery through the impressive observation of distant supernovas dating back to the very, very early universe, of the accelerating expansion of the universe, and the related fact that the universe is dominated by a mysterious dark energy. Mysterious to most, but something very familiar to our students as the intrinsic, non-removable dynamism of consciousness itself. Nat's mother was a Berkeley physicist. His uncle, Maurice Goldhaber, was the director of Brookhaven National Laboratory. His cousins are physicists, so Nat's genius comes to him honestly. Nat has had a varied and distinguished career. He was the special assistant to Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor William Scranton III, and subsequently the director of the state's energy policy, and distinguished himself with his exceptional management of complex and sensitive urgencies and challenges, including the Three Mile Island evacuation and aftermath. He later ran an influential and visionary campaign as a United States vice presidential nominee of the Natural Law Party and the Reform Party, based on the principles of prevention-oriented government, evidence-based and consciousness-based solutions in harmony with natural law, forward-looking ideas that were aligned with or directly inspired by MUM's founder, Maharshi Mahesh Yogi. These ideas and his campaign have had a deep and lasting impact on our national dialogue. I must say, on a personal note, I was also inspired by his sage choice of presidential running mate. Nat left government to build a career in high tech. He founded his first company, Centrum Systems Incorporated, which developed networking for personal computers. Central Systems' highly innovative product called TOPS, Transcendental Operating System, allowed transparent file sharing on Macs, PCs, and Unix machines. Nat sold TOPS to Sun Microsystems in 1987 for $20 million and then served as vice president of Sun Microsystems. In 89, Nat became the president of Cole, Gilburn, Goldhaber, and Ayoshi Management, a venture capital firm specializing in high technology for computers. In 92, IBM and Apple Computers appointed Nat as president and founding CEO of their joint multimedia venture, Kaleida Labs. In 1995, Nat became the founding CEO of CyberGold, an internet marketing and payment system which went public in 1999 and was acquired by MyPoints.com in August 2000 for approximately $160 million. These highly successful serial ventures earned Nat the nickname of the dot-com cat. In 2005, Nat established Claremont Creek Ventures, based in Oakland, California, which specializes in internet technology investments in the San Francisco Bay Area, where Nat currently serves as managing director. And just recently, AOL.com named Nat as the resident expert on energy conservation and management systems and one of the top five clean energy venture capitalists and principals in the United States. Something we're not supposed to know about Nat is that he also serves as member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronics Crime Task Force and is an emeritus board member and advisor to the Federation of American Scientists. Nat is married to his brilliant wife, Marilyn, with whom he has three brilliant triplet sons. One of them, Sam Goldhaber, is living and working here in Fairfield with the David Lynch Foundation. Nat has personally taught the Transcendental Meditation Technique to well over 1,000 people and written a book on the subject. He is obviously an exceptional human being and beloved of many, but is uniquely special to us as the inspiration, together with Dr. Keith Wallace and with Maharshi himself, behind this historic university, the first and foremost institution of consciousness-based education in the world. Nat, creative powerhouse that he is, had that visionary spark that was picked up by nature, that was endorsed and embraced by Maharshi, and through his exceptional perseverance and organizing wizardry, he actually made it happen. We are all deeply grateful to Nat and the faculty, trustees, President Morris, and the entire university community are honored today to present this honorary doctorate of education to Dr. Nat Goldhaber.
Dr. Moore.
As Dr. Morris presents this degree and confers it upon Nat Goldhaber by authority of the Board of Trustees, the degree of Doctor of Education honoris causa, I will read the text of this diploma. We honor you for being the catalyst in the founding of Maharshi International University, for having the original vision of a university that integrates the best of modern education with Maharshi's science of consciousness, the science of creative intelligence. For it was you in whom the first precious thought arose that we should have our own university, a university where students, faculty, and staff alike practice the Transcendental Meditation Technique, where everyone is cultivating integrated brain functioning, developing their total creativity and intelligence from within, and studying the full range of modern knowledge in the unifying light of the science of creative intelligence, connecting the parts of knowledge with the wholeness of knowledge and the wholeness of knowledge with the self. And it was you, once having received Maharshi's blessings to go forward, work with Dr. Keith Wallace to develop the original plans for the university and set it on the path to accreditation. Then you served as MIU's executive vice president from 1972 to 75. Your achievement exemplifies Maharshi advice to people. I think this is Senator Harkin's 11th principle, to choose something big to do and then do it. Your achievement is a testament to what one can envision and accomplish as one systematically develops one's full creative intelligence. And what began as a quiet thought for you has now become the world's flagship consciousness-based educational institution. Maharshi International University, now Maharshi University of Management, has transformed the lives of thousands of students, setting them on the path to lives of personal fulfillment and professional success, lives lived in enlightenment. It has demonstrated unprecedented objective student outcomes. It has given rise to landmark scientific research. It has become the one place in the world where all of Maharshi's Vedic technologies for improving life and creating individual enlightenment and national invincibility are practically applied. It has become one of the world's most powerful centers for creating coherence, harmony, and peace in national consciousness, a place where the Maharshi effect has been compellingly demonstrated and from where quality of life throughout North America has been measurably uplifted. And through education, the transformation of life in our world. And all this from your single soft thought. We honor you, furthermore, for your public service in government as special assistant to Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor Bill Scranton, and for your subsequent pioneering success in high technology. You developed the first successful peer-to-peer distributed networking system for computers, and then developed the legendary TOPS network, a low-cost, easy-to-use distributed file server LAN for dissimilar computers, whether Apple, IBM, or others. Your technological innovations and ventures expanded from there, making you a sought-after speaker, board member, and advisor. Whether in education, politics, technology, or investment, you are the quintessential visionary and entrepreneur and benefactor to uncountable numbers of people. Your legacy will benefit generation after generation, and your name will be honored throughout time. With congratulations and profound and enduring gratitude from everyone at Maharshi University of Management, past, present, and future. Jay Gurudev.
Senator, President Morris, Dr. Hagelin, Dr. Wallace, Jeffrey Abramson, faculty, students, thanks. Maharshi said, go get your PhD about 34 years ago. I guess I'm a little late, but now I've got it. There are places deep in the oceans, a mile and a half down or so, scattered around the world, with huge coldness and inky blackness, and 210 atmospheres of pressure, where fissures have appeared in the surface of the earth. And water rushes down into those fissures towards the center of the earth and then comes spewing back out like an undersea geyser. And there are creatures living in that inky blackness, whole ecologies of creatures, some who have their heads in that superheated water emerging from those fissures and their tails in the freezing blackness. They ain't got nothing on us. We all are endowed with a very special gift in creation, the gift of a human nervous system, which at one time can sustain the awareness of infinite, unbounded potentiality, and at the other side can dig our hands deep in the soil or fly a jet plane. You know, it is said in our tradition that we are created in the image of God. Well, when we enter meditation, transcend, are left alone by ourselves with no object, we are as if in a unity. And when we emerge from that meditation, we begin to emerge back into a world of differentiation. We are, in fact, recapitulating the creative process of the divine in every meditation and whenever we come out of meditation. Ex nihilo to this great universe, from that quiet, infinite bliss that we experience to our daily lives of differentiation. And what an institution you have created. An institution in which you have participated, in which that technique and that awareness has become a part of your daily life, where you now understand that this is the essential ingredient to recreate the universe and yourself with every meditation. I have probably one of the most enviable jobs as a venture capitalist, because I get to sit there every day and have young entrepreneurs come to me and tell me of their dreams. And I get to enjoy and participate in that huge passion that they have to bring their ideas from insubstantial passion to absolute instantiation and creation. I have entrepreneurs who come to me and talk of transforming the wind and the sunlight into energy that is usable for transportation and for industry. I have entrepreneurs who come to me and say, we understand how to act at the molecular level to repair the defects in DNA and bring about healthcare changes that are unimaginable before. And we as venture capitalists are kind of like the priests of that world. We take the raw materials of the entrepreneur, we add to it that special ingredient of capital, and occasionally we whisper in their ears as we think they're maybe going a bit astray, and we get to watch those wonderful ideas take shape and become realities. It is really one of the best professions that you can imagine. And I just want to say again that we are that very special species that can dream a dream, and then with this instrumentality of the body and the mind, make that dream real. That's what you need to remember. And with this great institution's push and with your understanding of the transcendence, it is easy for you to be such entrepreneurs. So Dr. Hagelin talked a little bit about some of the things that I did, a couple of companies, a couple of entrepreneurship efforts that succeeded. But no effort, no idea, no inspiration that I had ever could possibly come close to the realization of this institution. And no entrepreneur ever does this alone. This was purely the inspiration of Maharishi, and in the early days, he was guiding every decision and every change for this institution. And then later on, Keith, as the president of the university, then Larry Domash, who some of you may remember, who was also president of this institution, and then, of course, our wonderful Dr. Morris, who has guided it for so many years now, and the faculty, some of whom actually, I think, was here at the beginning of the institution. These are the people who have made this wonderful, wonderful institution into a reality. But when I think back to having that original idea, deep in meditation one day in the city of Chicago, and the passion that arose with the idea, let's start a university, I rushed off to Estes Park to tell Maharishi the idea. And he said, good idea, go do it. Exactly 34 years ago tomorrow, I wrote this letter to Maharishi. Dearest Maharishi, when you told us about the history of the movement in India, you emphasized its spontaneity. It grew from an idea. Nothing was ever contrived. It grew naturally and innocently, as if nature were gently coaxing it into existence. Last November, when I was initiating in the Midwest, an idea occurred to me. The idea was certainly not original with me, but it came with a vibrance and with a force that made it real. The idea was to start a university of the science of creative intelligence. An institution with meditating faculty and students that would teach the subjects all universities teach, but in the light of SCI. The idea was so strong, I could hardly wait to get to Colorado to tell you. When I did tell you, my heart swelled with joy to see how you liked it. You said, go ahead and work on it, to let you know only if some obstacles appeared. I was more than delighted. Since then, I have investigated the idea every moment I could. Every step of my research has been supported. The idea has elicited only positive responses. All activities have been an easy joy. I am convinced now that we can have an excellent, financially solvent college operating within 6 months. I was off by a few years, but we did it. Jay Gurudev.
Thank you, Dr. Goldhaber, for those beautiful remarks. And just thank you once again for that wonderful thought which has created lives which thousands of people never would have dreamed they could have had, thanks to that beautiful thought that you had in Chicago. Thank you so much, beyond our words to express to you. And I'd like to give one final thanks to Senator Tom Harkin for taking his day, sharing it with us, and for his wonderful leadership. If only we had more leaders like you in our government, it would be a better world.